My mother was diagnosed just over a year ago with bowel cancer. She had been suffering with what she believed to be IBS, irritable bowel, and she had quite a few symptoms that she just pushed to one side. We eventually managed to get her to go to see her GP, where she then went for a colonoscopy and unfortunately was diagnosed with an inoperable bowel tumour.
And how was that for her to be told that?
Well, amazingly, I think she took it better than the family, to be honest. I think she was shocked because I think she'd been told by many of the GPs that everything else was fine. She'd had blood tests. She'd also had a stool sample, and those stool samples came back as normal. So my mum genuinely believed that she couldn't possibly have anything like bowel cancer because she was 67, and she'd only recently had the test at 65. So she genuinely believed that she wouldn't have had bowel cancer. So to find out that she had it, she was quite surprised. But she took it really, really well, as I think many people do when they find out that they've got a terrible illness like bowel cancer.
And what treatment did she have?
Initially, she had a PET-CT scan to look at whether or not the tumour had spread, and unfortunately, the cancer had spread into her lymph nodes, and she had cancer in her groins, two tumours in her groins, tumours in her neck. And unfortunately, she did have chemotherapy, which was grueling. And she struggled with the chemotherapy, to be fair. So she literally lived for 12 months. She had around 6 months of chemotherapy and lived with hope that they would find a cure, or that they would actually give her another treatment. So actually, my mum chose to not know how long she had left to live, which was hard because actually the reality was she was given a diagnosis of terminal cancer, which in reality we know people don't live much longer than 12 months when they're given that diagnosis. So, lots of family support. The hospital were amazing. I mean, McMillan nurses, everybody were brilliant.
As a family, how does that affect you?
From my point of view as a medical person, I treat people and make them better. So I found it very difficult to accept that she was going to die. I wanted her to be checked and double-checked, and make sure that they had actually got that diagnosis completely right and that it was incurable. And yeah, we've lost the most amazing woman.
And so now you want to try and help other people, don't you?
I do. My promise to my mum is that I would ensure that we do things to support people with bowel cancer. Unfortunately, it is genetic in a lot of cases, so my sister and I have both been checked. And we're doing the Three Peaks Challenge to try and raise some money. And also just raise awareness, really, so that people aren't embarrassed to go and have those checks done. And so it's my desire, it's what's keeping me going, actually, to try and see if we can raise some money to help such an important cause, because if caught early enough, it's curable. It can be cured. My mother's brother has bowel cancer, and he's had an operation. He's had his tumour removed. And he's living a normal life and now has been given the all clear. So, proof that if we can catch these tumours early and we recognise the symptoms, we can actually be cured. And that's the one thing that I'd like to make people aware of. If they can, any symptoms that they have, go to their GP, ask for a colonoscopy, don't accept the diagnosis of irritable bowel syndrome without having a test to make sure that it is irritable bowel that you have. And I'm very aware that many people do have simple irritable bowel problems, but I would urge people with those problems to go and see their GP.
And you touched on it there, this embarrassment that people don't want to go to their doctor.
Yeah, I think people are embarrassed. They just think, oh, it's just them. My mother was very much a, oh, I've just got a bit of a rumbly tummy or a nervous tummy. And she would always make excuses as to the changes in her bowel movement, but also not to feel that, you know, that it's embarrassing. Rectal bleeding was not one of my mum's symptoms. So I think a lot of people just feel that it's rectal bleeding, that they would need to see their GP. But my mum didn't have any of those symptoms at all. She just had, you know, different altered bowel movements and pain. And it was that pain that led her in the end to go to see her GP.
And it's the early diagnosis that is the key. People hear the dreaded C word and they think, you know, that's it. But actually, if you can catch it in time, there is hope.
Oh, very much so. I mean, if you can catch these bowel cancers early, it's one of the curable ones. And talking as I do now with the colorectal surgeons and the nurses, they're putting a lot of money into research, and that's actually what my mum's charity, chosen charity, is Southampton General, are doing some research, and we're actually donating money to that charity.